Shrimp steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
We're on air now, 100%.
What's cooking, Damaris?
What's cooking?
How's it? Hey, what's your last name?
My last name is Coulter.
Okay, there you go.
This cord might be a bit longer.
My last name is Hungry.
I'll trade you.
Is it actually Hungry?
No. Let me get this real close.
What am I doing here?
We're just suiting Damaris up with some headphones.
Yeah. Are you okay listening to the sound of your own voice, Damaris?
I do it every day.
Okay, good. That is usually the most, the biggest challenge if you come and do the radio is like listening to yourself going, oh my God, I sound so weird. But if you're comfortable with it,
no,
and those
fine.
Headphones kind of fit.
They're big, but.
Do you want,
I don't know.
We can swap off air.
No, it's all good. Let's do this.
Now, welcome to the BFM studio.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you up here. Obviously a restaurateur of wonderful, I guess, wonderful pedigree.
Wow, really?
One of the finest eating establishments in town. So there's probably no better excuse than getting you up here to BFM for What's Cooking, which is our feature where we get in people to select some music for us.
What do you guys have just right off the bat, playing at Coco's most of the time? Is it, do you think about, okay, what's going to be good with a bit of biscotti kind of thing? Or?
Do you say biscotti at Coco's?
Ready spaghetti.
I said it like a cute little kid.
I mean, you did say it like a cute kid. I mean, it sort of changes with what crew's on.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So, I mean, if Malika's on, it's kind of, it goes quite Bogan.
Right.
Her dad's like head of security international for Metallica. So it's always kind of like a little bit heavier at the beginning of service.
Wow, is he ever in town? I'd love to get him up for a chat.
Yeah.
That would be
fascinating. You know, he is often in town, actually.
Oh, man.
And then you've got people like kind of Sam Takani, who's at 8:30 as well. Oh. And he's a little bit more alternative. Most of them 70s, 80s.
So there's just an aux cord dangling down and anyone can have a go.
Yeah.
Oh, generally,
in service, we try and stick to something nice that's palatable for lots of people. Yes. But really, it's just kind of as long as it's not too hardcore.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to be kind of having organic spaghetti to like something too interfering.
Yeah.
But it is loud, isn't it? I mean, I get used to it.
I don't know. I'm usually out on the street. I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't sit inside too often unless it's some kind of shindig that I've been invited along to.
I feel
normally
like
I'm walking past and then I get
a little
locked
in. Then you get into the you get pulled in those double doors.
I've sort of had a weird flashback and I feel like I've been missing out on espresso martinis recently.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, you did well with the espresso martinis, Johnny.
I did. I haven't had a Coco's one for a long time actually. Damaris. We're interested about your taste in music.
We have an agenda.
Yeah. I mean, my taste in music is strange because I suppose it's quite varied, like everyone's. But I mean, for me, it's kind of day to day. I'm quite on the spectrum. I'm neurodiverse. So one day I might be just completely alternative and the next day I might just only listen to hardcore hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really does depend on where my spectrum lands on that day. But generally I kind of like a bit of hardcore anything. I like bass in my ear. I like a double clap. Like I love a double clap so much. I'm kind of like anything
like
repetitive.
An 808 kind of clap?
Yeah, just am like, you know, like, I mean that one on... Well, there's also a really good one in Fleetwood Mac, which is kind of like a, I think it's like a...
A rim shot.
Is it a quadruple? What's like four? Is that four? Yeah.
Yes, that's four. Yes.
It's like a... I mean, how many was that I just did? I don't know how many... This is bad.
I feel like we should play something.
Fleetwood Mac song is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember what the name of it.
Well, actually, you've kicked us off with no rap, no Fleetwood Mac, and you've chosen Marvin Gaye.
Oh yeah, that's a goodie though. That's a goodie. That's my funeral song.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's my out song.
Let's start with your funeral song and work backwards then.
Thank you.
You actually can't go wrong with Marvin Gaye.
You can't.
Can you?
Damaris Coulter of Coco. Oh, I was going to trade. These ones are a bit crackly, though.
Oh, back to the headphones.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
They might be smaller.
I just feel like this is such a fucking nightmare.
Definitely. No, it's hey, it's not as if it's not like we were just playing a song for 5 minutes and we couldn't have done that then.
I know, right?
You're in the room with us here at 95B.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
They're okay?
Thank you. Okie dokie.
That pair is just a bit crackly.
And that coffee's delicious. Thank you, Johnny.
Actually, someone out in the BFM offices said, do not serve that to Damaris. This is embarrassing. They get the nice 8:30 coffee.
It's such good coffee, though, hey?
What? Is there a different time type of coffee?
What do you mean?
Across the road from...
Oh, right. Okay.
I think I've just got the world's smallest ears.
I think those headphones are actually bigger than these ones.
My lover did say I'm a terrible listener, so that's probably some sort of metaphor. Okay. We're ready.
Should we just slip straight back into another tune?
Yeah.
What have I got on the? Oh, you slipped in some J. Cole. Should we go there?
Get in there.
Why do you dig this track?
I love J. Cole. He's awesome.
And there's an acronym here that we probably,
What do we got there? G-O-M-D?
Mm.
Get off my dick?
Yo.
Yeah.
Just where I'm at, well, let me tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, hey, let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back, hey, let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cold outside and he say he got a gun. Niggas like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga is better. All my bitches pick of the litter, never bitter. Niggas is fake, they anime. Me, I never hate, get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, bitch, eat the damn cake. Fuck good, nigga, we the man great. Order domino, then she take off all the clothes. Nigga, you know how I go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leak the damn tape. Rest in peace, any nigga won't be secret service. Couldn't keep the man safe. I said to the window, to the wall, my nigga ride when I call. Got bitches out of my mind. Fuck nigga blocking my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I think the man upstairs that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick. Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick.
Get off my dick. Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick, nigga.
Get off my dick.
Bitch.
Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick.
Get off my dick. Fuck them niggas, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I change? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young nigga never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub shit. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub shit. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through to break up. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find. Can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your A-Marie, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Nigga don't sing about this shit, nigga.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. My nigga ride when I call. Got bitches out of my mind. Fuck nigga blocking my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I think the man upstairs that ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama lady can't sing it.
Sing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses.
The song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, song, yeah.
Jamaica. Famous. Why every broke black nigga gotta be brainless? That's a stereotype. Driven by some people up in aerial heights, here's a scenario. Young cold boxes fat like Lil Terrio. Dreamville, give us a year, we'll be on every show. Yeah, fuck nigga, I'm very show. Fuck the rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stretch niggas out. Ooh, I'ma stretch niggas out. I go for all y'all if I left niggas out. This shit for everybody on my testicle. Please make sure you put the rest in your mouth, ho.
J. Cole, get off my dick.
Damaris, working hospitality.
You were just, actually, you were just saying this is a lock-in tune, right?
Oh, it's a good lock-in
that
tune,
was the,
yeah.
That's the Coco's lock-in tune. I just wanted to get that off my chest. If you're walking past Coco's and you hear that song caning out, try the special knock on the door and then see what happens.
We're on the bar.
Sorry, John, working hospitality. You're
if certain shows and stuff come to town, do you find that you still get time to go out and see music and stuff like that? Are you sort of revolving around
that? No, I mean, we're right in the thick of it. And in the evening when everyone is kind of doing gigs and parties and, you know, we're in there. I mean, a lot of the time we will cater to those people or we'll do sort of after things, but quite often we miss out on all of those things, unfortunately. I mean, for me, it doesn't really bother me because I get really weirded out by crowds.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it annoys my staff and it annoys, you know, the kitchen crew because if they want to go to something, you know, Friday night is when everyone wants to go out for dinner and a lot of gigs are on Friday night, you know. Okay. But, I mean, you know.
Gotta eat.
Uptown like you say, problems.
You are kind of in the thick of it and you kind of get the buzz. You catch the buzz anyway.
I mean, I every night for us is kind of, I feel like it probably feels like we miss out on that sort of gig, but our night is constantly socializing and constantly in high energy environments and interactions that are always new and quite stimulating and, you know, fun. And so,
how many people can be at Coco's at one given time? It's quite a few now. You guys,
yeah,
are,
I
like,
mean,
you guys are like spawned into different parts of that building. Yeah, it's like an upstairs
we're like
area
a disease.
Yeah, that's good disease.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully it's a good disease.
Do you have an upstairs now?
Yeah, there's an upstairs. Yeah. There used to be
so
our
how many
dirty
could you
office.
Hold it, like once it's like full evening?
I mean, I think you can kind of do 30 upstairs standing or like a nice 15 sitting down. Mm. Either side is like 45, 50 on each side, and then out the front you can probably do 40 and then in the courtyard you can do 30. I mean, how many is that? I don't
know. And then how many staff would you have if that's happening?
You've usually got three chefs, so one on grill, one on pans, one on cold lager, then you've got a dishwasher, so four in the kitchen, and then you've got, on a busy night, two bartenders, a glassy, you've got dispense bar, maitre d', six waiters.
Just blows
nuts and
my
bolts.
Mind.
The nuts
yeah,
and bolts.
Yeah. I mean, don't ever do it. It's actually ridiculous. Like, it's the most unsustainable business model because you're not actually working, your margins are so tiny and the areas of where it can go wrong are so many. Like, a customer can have a perfect night and then they go to the bathroom on the way out and they've run out of hand towels and then their night's ruined.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
You're working with personalities. It's stressful.
And then what, they chuck a review on the internet.
Oh, yeah,
they love
TripAdvisor.
Does the internet
they love
suck
it.
Nuts for people who own restaurants?
Well, I mean, I think...
Like, you guys have a good reputation, but like...
Well, we have our worst reviews on our website front page because that's how much I take them seriously. Because it's like me coming to your house and saying, yeah, I watched you put the washing out and I'm going to give you a 2 out of 10.
Oh, right.
You know, and that leather couch and your...
Me. I.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of like, I think that there's as many perspectives as there are people, and I think that when you're an expert in your particular business, if you were listening to online review sites that have been set up to sell advertising, you're probably in trouble. If you're going to trust a stranger to tell you what you would and wouldn't like, then we're in big trouble. I mean, we are in big trouble, but that's big trouble to me.
Hey, you've actually selected a couple of tracks here. Featuring old mate Achilles.
We
might actually just play them back to back because they're both on the same vibe.
You do that.
We'll go millionaire into.
You're the boss, Cam. This is your show.
Got your money. I share with John though. John's right there. Don't make it weird, well. John.
He is power hungry.
Oh, I said her from the city, so her got to be witty, witty. She said him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky. You got glitches. If you got glitches in your life computer, turn it off and then reboot her. Now you back on. Can't just put the cap on the old bottle. Once you pop it, that'll spoil it. Gone and drink it and enjoy it. Oh, mama, I'm a millionaire.
Listen to the radio. Anything the radio play is that we hear.
All the pretty girls in the world, and the ugly girls too. Cause to me you pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas, put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga. Your coochie won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Ooh. Hey, dirty. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money. Hey, dirty. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money.
So I glanced at the girl, girl glanced at me. I whispered in the air, you wanna be with me? You wanna look pretty though in my video. Oh, dirty on the hat and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just third dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name down, give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girls.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right
baby,
now.
I got your money.
If dirty one is hey, money, I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your
that's
money.
That's how I like
don't
you,
girl.
Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud. And take the batch of no dirty to move the crowd. You say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the but house. But give him the money.
Tamara's just figuring out now that she's probably quite a big Khalees fan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you up here, Tamara.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
I did actually notice you got a new mural on your glass there, on your glass window.
Oh, yeah, a little Nick Cave number.
Is it glass?
Yeah, is it painted on glass? How does it work? Somebody's painted it on?
Is it actual glass?
Oh, no, Ollie painted
it
on.
Oh, it's painted on.
Wow, it's a lot of glass, glass.
Yeah.
It's look, just painted. It's glass. It's just painted straight onto the glass.
That's really fascinating.
So Nick Cave, a big part of the Cocos.
Well, Ollie, my lover, he's an artist, and he is a very, very big Nick Cave fan, and he doesn't like being dictated to about what he's allowed to paint. If I want a new work in Cocos, he's kind of like, I'll do it, but
don't
I'm doing what
me.
I
don't
yeah
control
yeah.
Me.
So
and
he
does
wanted
he stand
to stand
in front of it for like. A couple of days.
It goes on and on.
Nobody touch this. I'm doing what I'm doing.
But also, we're lucky that we got to the last two times that Nick Cave came. We catered for him, so it was.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a stage
in life.
Imagine a banquet.
Well, no, he's on a. He had a very special diet, and then we did a swap. He wanted a chicken recipe, and so we did a swap for a signed picture and some stuff for
holy
our
hell.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who else have you catered for that is of interest?
I mean, I don't know.
Let's talk about Nick Cave's eating habits a bit more.
His lady that was looking after him had a very, very specific list of things that he liked to use. Mm. It wasn't like an asshole list. It wasn't like I'm being hard work, rock and roll star list. It was more like I'm trying to sort my guts out and I'm just a little bit more awake around my diet list.
Sweet. I just read a... Peter Hook, new autobiography, and I believe that band are Party Animals.
I bet they are.
Nick Cave, well, maybe Once Upon a Time was. So I'm wondering if he is
on the same diet.
On the diet, you know, to sort out his guts after all this partying he's done.
Quite possibly, John. Hey, we should ask, what's anything that we need to know about on the horizon in the way of Cocos or in Damaris Land?
Damaris Land.
Yeah, Damaris Land, that's good. There's nothing narcissist about that. There's quite a lot going on. I think that my sister and I are currently, we've got this new business lady. No, not a new business. Fuck no.
A new business lady
that's helping us. I mean, we've got the business to a stage. We needed a moderator because we were brawling hardcore.
Cool.
And so she's come in to help us navigate through some of our
personality. That must take quite a lot of humility to kind of do that, eh? That's good.
Yeah, I think we've never had a problem asking for help with things that we need help with. And we needed help with our relationship. Like we were, you know, we'd be in the middle of the restaurant like swearing at each other.
Right.
It was not healthy. But it was good. Like it's put us in a new sort of light of, you're good at this, I'm good at that. That's why we're really good together making cocos, but maybe it's not always productive and healthy and nice to be around. And so she's come in and kind of helping us work through some of that stuff. And it's new. It's very new.
Okay,
but it's awesome.
And well, then look, don't ever argue over a leaking tap or anything.
No. Give me a call. I can give you a call on that. Yeah.
Now, we've got a couple of options here for your go-out track. We do have the powerful Rage Against the Machine, or we do have Billy Idol, Sweet 16. I didn't mean to rap that. That's just.
We did have a cooking question as well.
Oh, yeah, you've got a cooking question, have you?
We did, that's right. Oh my gosh.
And
we weren't actually going to tell you. Somebody wants to know, do you make the pasta fresh for your ravioli? I was told you use wonton wrappers, I didn't believe them.
No, there's two things we actually do. Sometimes we will use, it just depends on which one. In the old days, we would use wonton wrappers because they were the same flour, water, oil.
Right.
And now we make all of our pasta fresh.
Pasta or pasta?
So just depending on the time you went to Coco's, friend.
Doesn't matter, does it?
But actually, do you know what? I like either or, to me, they're same. I mean, it's just that it's like it's Asian pasta or Italian pasta.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Good
do you know
call.
What I mean? Yeah, it's totally. Just really what your jam is. Mm-hmm. It's the same substance. Mm. They're made in Odaho, those wonton wrappers. Or you can get pasta that's shipped in and dry pasta from Italy, or you can get handmade pasta, it's all kind of the same.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, nice one. Okay, so down to the nitty gritty, what do we want to go out on?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of your call, really.
It's actually 100% your call. It's quite the opposite.
Maybe we can do Rage Against the Machine and you can do Sweet 16 by Billy Idol another time.
If that's what you want.
I think so.
John loves that. John loves anything Rage Against the Machine, any excuse to play Rage Against
the Machine. This is probably my theme song for life.
Okay. Damaris, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. Woo!
Forces are the same that burn crosses. some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who die are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who die are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those who died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Those who die are justified for wearing a badge, they get chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing a badge, they get chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing a badge, they get chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing a badge, they get chosen white. Come on.
Damaris was about to run out the building and then realized you actually, you've got like an app on the burn.
Oh, yeah. Please, I forgot to say when you were like, have you got anything new? I was like, yeah, that's probably quite a big new thing.
Just making an app.
Maybe. Yeah, well, no, I've just finished the first Māori Business Accelerator course. So there was 10 teams that were chosen and we took an idea that I'd been working on for about 6 years, and it is, how do I explain it in... I'm trying to make a dent in inequality, and I'm going to do that by getting people to spend their money in small owner-operated businesses over corporate conglomerates.
Oh, and it'll tell you how big the company is before you
go
shopping
there? It will literally just list all the owner-operated businesses of the world.
Shit.
Without any interruption from... advertising platforms, media, publications, any sort of interference from...
Sounds handy, actually.
It's very handy. So we're starting with eateries, and we're in our MVP stage, and that's like, you know, I think, I can't even remember what that stands for, and like... Techland, is that like something viable platform?
I'm just stuck in MVP. Most valuable player.
Yeah, same. So,
okay, that was quite good though.
Which I actually got that when I was playing softball as a young child.
I believe that.
I was shortstop.
Hey, it's not about you though, it's about this app.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm trying to keep it really, really brief. So it's kind of like the, I hate Uber, but it's kind of like the Uber for owner operators. Yeah. You're cutting out all the middlemen in between that have been clipping the ticket, and you're just putting like...
Helps you navigate to the righteous places.
A roadmap.
Yeah, and it's just honesty.
Ops.
It's just kind of like Johnny and Cam are who they say they are, and there's this platform that they will be able to live on and say, here we are. And there's no one kind of making businesses off them. And so more or less we're going to... Noma do this conference every couple of years called Mad Symposium in Copenhagen, and they release 500 tickets that people can apply for, applied for it, and so we're going, and hopefully we're going to...
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What's the app going to be called?
When's it's called
it
The Realness.
Like? The Realness.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know, it was inspired from that movie, The Whackness.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's great.
That's a great film, right?
Oh, man.
I just liked how, like,
it's
gawky he was.
It's
I know, and he had an ice cream, like, little push trolley selling deck.
So
it was
good.
Awesome.
So good.
Ben, I don't know, you can't say that, can you?
You can say
100%.
Okay. Yeah. 100%. Juniper Marijuana Media tomorrow at 4:20.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Hey, Damaris, you're awesome. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll see you at Coco's.
Yeah, you will.
Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.